Slow New York is the new album by Richard Julian. If you went to see Norah Jones in the last few years, you probably saw Richard opening for her. His new album was produced by Brad Jones, and we'll find out all about it after this performance of the song, the title track of Slow New York.
She's drunk enough when she is sober. She don't need no alcohol. Don't need no artificial means, no amphetamines to cause her to fall. She's like the rain in the middle of sunlight, leaves you confused but still reborn. Been up all night having a ball, staring at the view of my brick wall in slow New York. I heard that creaking in the hallway. I wiped my eyes and turned on the light. Took some medicine from the shelf, just a bad influence on myself. When you're out of sight, I thought she asked me for the world once. All she wanted was some comfort and nothing. Mornings on Monday, everything is colored gray in slow New York. And if you come back to me now, we'll go by the Sunday Times. A little salt, a couple limes to beat the heat. Off of the front gate, I hid the key up over the door. If you wanna come home like you once said, I'm still on the same side of the bed in slow New York. Like you once said, we're still on the same side of the bed in slow New York, in slow.
The song that our guest Richard Julian chose as the title to the new album Slow New York. Is it kind of like the slow food movement?
I like to cook food slow. I make gumbo sometimes, but I didn't know there was a movement going on about it. But
you don't think of
like
slow
it.
In New York, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, slow in New York, they're almost like antonyms, you know? They're opposites. On the record, a lot of the songs, I felt like they were sort of kind of freeze frame pictures of stuff that just happens quick and in a moment. So since you're freeze framing it, it kind of slows it down, you know.
Great way to look at it. Now you used these guys to make the record, but you used your kind of Nashville producer coming to New York, Brad Jones.
Yeah,
great guy.
Yeah, Brad's a great producer. I love working with him. He's very agile. He's really in touch with the creative process and gets things done as you're coming up with ideas. He's setting everything up and really good at that.
The record is really, I don't want to use the word sparse, but it's very organic. It feels very, it's very simply done. it was recorded live. I always wonder when something sounds.
Well, the basic tracks were. Yeah. I mean, we added things, but anything that's like my guitar or voice or bass or drums, for the most part, is live.
Hmm. Beautiful stuff. People may have seen Richard in Europe, U.S. You did a lot of touring with Norah Jones. What was that like? Was that fun?
It was great. I thought her audience was really good, you know, for me. The music seemed to really connect to them. And it was fun. Some of the places she's playing are really gigantic. So, and I was doing it solo. I didn't have my band. So you just go out there in front of all these people. And it's a little disconcerting at first, but ultimately really fun.
What's the trick to making that work?
Just not taking any breath, you know, between the songs, or just, you know, if you're doing patter, make sure you have yourself prepared.
Don't let them lose interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, what's next?
I'm going to do a song called End of the Line, and I want to dedicate it to the customer service department at Norton Antivirus.
These people were first. As you can see, the line forms over there. We're all in a hurry, sir. Your claim is no worse. Line's over there. Look at all these people you see here. Certain of us want to be here. End of the line. End of the line. The sign was posted when you purchased your merchandise. Sir, did you read the sign? Sir, read the sign. And foul language, and he's frightening the staff. I already explained all that. Could you come to the register? He's frightening the staff. Sir, there's no need to raise your voice. Sir, I'm afraid you'll leave me with no choice.
That's Richard Julian. It's funny, nowadays you don't even really get to make a scene because it usually happens at the end of a telephone.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah, it's moved to the telephone.
Was that your Norton Antivirus experience?
You can smash some things around in your house, you know.
And use foul language.
But, yeah, and use foul language. But, I had a little problem with them, but I have a problem with a lot of them. I think everybody does.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now we have that song.
Sure.
We could think of that as we're...
It's what everyone wants to think about while they're hearing music, I'm sure.
Exactly. Richard Julian is our guest, and the new album is Slow New York. Richard, there's a song on here I absolutely, absolutely love. One of the best things I think you've ever written called Photograph, and it's just such a beautiful image to begin this, sort of riding in a car.
Oh, well, thanks.
Did it happen this way, or is this a songwriter's license?
No, this one's pretty, you know, straight up. Just I wrote it about something that really happened, like about a moment that kind of kept coming back over the course of time. So I decided, since it was coming back, I probably should write a song about it.
I have a poorly documented life because I believe in this song that you should kind of stay in the moment.
So, yeah. So. Well, the song's about that to a certain degree, too, you know.
Good one. It's called Photograph?
Photograph, yeah. Passenger window framed you like a screen, and deep in my mind I was filming a scene of the land rushing by, your shades and your hat. I prefer a memory to a photograph. It was merely a it was in, it was out, till I made the mistake of speaking out loud. You said I got the camera right here in the back. Now why'd I have to go and kill the moment like that? I prefer the memory to the photograph. Memory to a photograph. Ooh. Ooh. You know, I sometimes get this little deja vu down in the dark when I'm lying with you. The salt in the air comes back, that I'm open to anything, look that you had. The burn of the land, your shades and your hat. Ooh, I prefer a memory to a photograph. Picture we took didn't capture all this, just a faraway look I see now I missed. A sign of what was to come, perhaps. Did you know then that you were showing me that? To the photograph. One world is round, the other is flat.
His photograph, Richard Julian, is playing live today on the World Cafe. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do a song called Cheap Guitar.
cheap guitar. Good for a trip to the beach or a bar. Not what you'd blow at the show by far. Baby, this love is like a cheap guitar. What are we hanging on to? What are we hanging on to? For just a beat to bang along to? What are we hanging on to? Love like a cheap guitar. Rank motel. Springs in the mattress are all shot to hell. But it's late and you're low on fuel, so you might as well. Baby, it's love. Listen to your heart. Your heart will always tell you. But don't let your head try and sell you some kind of cheap imitation made in a Haitian sweatshop piece of junk.
Richard Julian, our guest, a man of many metaphors, and cheap guitar. So, like, when you get together with your friends, you know, over coffee the next morning, and they ask you how your date was, do you say, it was kind of a Stella, or...
I try to play coy and don't give any information.
Which is the proper thing to do. Richard, congratulations on the new album. It's really great.
Thanks a lot, David. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Good to see you back. Slow New York, the new one, Richard Julian, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Once again, we have to thank Richard Julian and that great band for playing live for us today. Always good to have him on the show. The new album is called Slow New York, and if you're looking for it, perhaps our World Cafe website can help at worldcafe.npr.org.